I'll bring deliverance to many, many, multiple thousands and multitudes that will in these last days will stand in my presence, and that which you're calling into existence and believing, fasting and praying and speaking my word. These things will come to pass. There'll be a place and a time in which you'll rejoice that there'll be only standing room in this house, and there'll be other houses, and there'll be other progressions of places to move and to go to in the future. But as the crowds begin to swarm and as the people begin to flock to the end time revival, and even in these days, what I'm asking you to labor for is the anointing. Intercessors stay in that place. Worshippers stay in that place. For that which comes is not aimed at you per se, but it is aimed at the distraction, or creating the distraction to keep you from going in to receive and pull from heaven the anointing that brings the atmosphere that breaks the yoke. For I desire that many would come in, and even in a place of when the congregation is worshiping, that they are set free. They are set free from everything that is abnormal, everything that is a torment, that which was things that has been diagnosed in their bodies, that things that have been diagnosed against their emotions, and things that have been diagnosed clinically, physically, emotionally, that coming in as a man or a woman, having been susceptible to all these things in the past, not knowing, taking every avenue possible heretofore and not finding the rest. But I say that many shall come in and find themselves absolutely, totally different at the end of services, because they will be washed. They will be cleansed. They will be ministered to. And those that are already part of my family but are oppressed, they will find that in the anointing there will be extreme breaking of yoke, and things in which many, many years could not erase, I will erase in a moment's time, saith the Spirit of grace. I'll bring these things to pass, and you'll watch these things before you, and the testimonies will resound, and the residual of it will come forth as a testimony from the people's hearts, and it'll be seen and it'll be heard. You will hear their testimonies as they identify with those they know, and they'll speak that a peace has accompanied them, and it lays them down and it raises them up. Their sleep will be sweet. It'll be changed from torment, uncontrollable thoughts, anxiety attacks, fears of all sorts, and demonic plagues which have plagued them in so many different ways. Those things will be broken, and are present tense being broken under my anointing, saith the Spirit of grace.